This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The El Paso County Sheriff's Office releasing some additional details about a death of a worker at a construction site near Security Winefield. Sergeant Jason Garrett with the Sheriff's Office says the man suffered serious head injuries yesterday after being run over by a vehicle. Federal investigators now taking over the investigation.
It is weird that a vehicle ran him over. You know, we do know the answer to that question. It's just not appropriate, and I don't think, to expound on that before OSHA, especially OSHA, conducts and finishes their investigations.
That death not considered suspicious at this time.
Colorado Springs police are on the lookout for a potentially armed robbery suspect. Police say the suspect robbed a business near South Academy and Murray yesterday afternoon. When confronted by store staff, the gunman inferred to have a firearm before leaving on a bike. That suspect is described as a white man in his 30s with facial hair and was last seen wearing a gray sweatshirt. Colorado Springs police are asking for the public's help in finding a silver four-door Dodge Dakota with a ladder rack and possible front end damage, as the driver is believed to have hit a cyclist before driving off, leaving him lying in the road with serious injuries. It happened on November 4th at San Miguel in El Paso in the Patty Jewett neighborhood. The cyclist suffered broken bones and has a long recovery ahead. CSPD Detective Chris Frabelli says by leaving the scene, the driver will likely face felony charges, even if it turns out the collision wasn't their fault.
Had they remained on scene, you know, based on the investigation, it's possible that they might not even received any type of citation. But unfortunately, because of their decision to flee the scene for whatever reason, now there is a potential for a felony.
Detective Frabelli says if you're ever in the position where you're a witness to something like this, they say keeping an eye out for specific identifying features can really help them. A license plate is always best, but details like bumper stickers also can be invaluable.
Taking a check of our latest COVID-19 case counts, El Paso County reported another large batch of new positive cases, 441 new cases, along with 8 additional deaths. That brings the county's death toll to more than 20 in just the past 4 days. Pueblo County, meanwhile, reporting 99 new cases and 7 new deaths, 6 new cases and 1 death announced in Teller County. Fremont County adding 46 new cases and 2 deaths to their tally. People across Colorado being urged to get their flu shots this year. State health officials saying doing so could help reduce the stress on the healthcare system and workers who are already responding to a spike in hospitalizations due to COVID-19. Last year, more Coloradans than ever lined up to get the flu shot amid the pandemic. Health officials say that flu cases typically start to increase in the fall and peak between December and February.
KRDO News Time 8:03. Evacuation orders remain in effect this morning due to the 133-acre wildfire burning near Estes Park. The fire was 15% contained as of Tuesday night. About 150 personnel are working the fire. A pilot working the fire in a fixed-wing aircraft last night was killed when the single-engine air tanker crashed.
The former Florence city manager was arrested in Denver, accused of stalking and unwanted sexual contact. Michael Patterson taken into custody at Denver International Airport on Monday. Patterson is the former city manager in Florence. He was terminated from that position in late August for undisclosed reason, although charges were filed against him the day before. He lost his job. A warrant for his arrest was issued earlier in the month.
The new owners of a well-known Colorado restaurant are moving forward with their plans to reopen. It's a story that's absolutely Colorado. South Park creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker are now the owners of Casa Bonita. The pair is already getting to work, announcing that Denver restaurant owner Dana Rodriguez will be the executive chef for Casa Bonita. The restaurant's been known for the quality of the food, but Rodriguez has been nominated multiple times for awards recognizing her culinary skills, so we can be sure she'll spiff it up. The restaurant's expected to reopen sometime next year.
Absolutely Colorado is a partnership in your community between KRDO, Gold Hill Mesa, and Centura Health.
Partly cloudy skies, chilly for your Wednesday afternoon, highs in the low 40s around Colorado Springs, 44 in Pueblo. Then clear and cold as we head overnight with morning starts in the teens and low 20s. Mostly sunny skies for your Thursday afternoon with a high of 52 degrees Colorado Springs. Low 50s around Pueblo as well. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.